So let's read first. We're going to read three texts now. Then we're going to read several scriptures. You follow me in all of them. First of all, 28th chapter of Proverbs and the very first verse. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. I want you to notice the word bold. Now turn to Acts, the fourth chapter, and notice the prayer that early church prayed here. 29th verse. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word. Then I want you to turn to the book of Ephesians, please. And I want you to notice in the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 19th and 20th verses. We use that as our text for two prayer seminars, or three. We haven't used it. We didn't use that as a text this year, but for three prayer seminars, 75 class, 76, 77. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. We use that for a text, you know, for three prayer seminars. But Paul didn't stop there. He said, praying for me. See the 20th verse. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Now I want to talk to you tonight about boldness. That was a thought that the Lord dropped down in my heart. You see, there are a lot of things you don't need to pray for. But it's all right to pray for boldness. You should. That was the thing that I saw. You see, you don't pray for faith. The Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So you don't pray for faith. You know how to get faith, don't you? You don't need to pray for faith. Some people said we need faith. No, you don't. You got faith. And you know how to increase your faith. You increase it by feeding it on God's word and by exercising it. Some people said if we had enough faith, we could get the job done. You hear that in the Christian world, in the church world. If we just had enough faith, or if we had enough power. No, we've got the faith and power. You know what we need is boldness. That's what we need is boldness. Because we've already got the faith. We've already got the power. We're filled with the Holy Ghost. We've got the powerhouse in us. We need the boldness, bless God, to proclaim we've got the powerhouse in us. We need the boldness to proclaim our faith works. You'll notice here in the 4th chapter of Acts that Peter and John had ministered to the man at the gate called Beautiful, and that man was healed. And that Peter and John were taken in question. I want you to notice something in that 13th verse again. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled. And they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. You see, they were bold to preach Jesus. Peter was bold to say unto them that this man that's healed, that you see standing here, this man is healed by faith in Jesus, by the faith which is of him. Praise God. In that name. He was bold to proclaim the name of Jesus. He was bold to proclaim the fact that Jesus is risen from the dead. And that because he's alive from the dead, that he promised before he left that that name would belong to us. And that whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. And he just took the man by the hand and asked or demanded that he get up in Jesus' name. Be bold to use the name. Be bold to proclaim the name. Be bold to proclaim that Jesus is alive, bless God, and that he has all the authority and power that he ever had, and all the authority and all the power that he ever had is invested in the name. And so then, they were commanded to preach and teach no more in the name of Jesus. But being let go, the 23rd verse said, they went into their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And the word of God said that they, the whole company of believers, all the apostles, not only Peter and James and John, but the other apostles, all of them, and the group of the early church that were gathered there, I'm sure all 8,000 of them wasn't there, 8,120, but a goodly number of them was. And they lifted up their voice with one accord in prayer unto God. And they began their prayer by saying, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. And grant that thy servants, they pray that they may be able to speak boldly. Grant that thy servants shall be enabled to speak thy word with all boldness, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And thank God that prayer was answered. Notice the 31st verse. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken when they were assembled, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. Hallelujah. Well, Paul then, in the text in Ephesians, said, pray for me. Asked the church at Ephesus to pray for him. This great man of God, this apostle of the faith, this man who wrote half of the New Testament, said, pray for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to proclaim or to make known the mystery of the gospel, for I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. He said, I ought to speak boldly. Pray that utterance will be given unto me. You can pray for boldness. We've got the equipment to do the job, but you know the reason some people don't do it? They're just not bold enough to step out. To be bold, one, I looked this up in Vine just before I came, and to be bold means also to dare to do. Glory to God. Sometimes you just got to step out and dare. Amen. You know, like boys in school when there's little boys, I never did dare anybody to get on me because I couldn't have whipped them if they had. I wouldn't even dare any of the girls to jump on me because I couldn't fight. I was too small. But you'd see some boy up there that said, I dare you. I double dog dare you. Well, I've always been bold to dare the devil. I've said to him a lot of time, I dare you. We say down here in Texas and Oklahoma, you folks from some of these foreign places may not understand it. James not know who I'm talking about. He's in Fort Worth, Texas. But we'd say sometime, I double dog dare you. And I've said to the devil, just double dog dare you to do this or that. But I'll tell you, we not only need to dare the devil, but we need to dare to proclaim the truth of God. We need to dare and to be bold about it. Now, it's going to create some problems, but it's also going to produce some results. I want us to look a little bit further here. Concerning this, we'll see concerning Paul was the one that asked here that the church at Ephesus pray for him, that he may speak the word with boldness or boldly. Now let's look a little bit at concerning Paul and his ministry. In the 9th chapter of the Acts, We're going to look at several scriptures, so turn there and start there with me now. Notice it says, and when Saul, that was Paul, we read in the first part of this ninth chapter about the conversion of Saul of Tarsus. And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself unto the disciples, but they were afraid of him and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way and that he had spoken to him and how he, that's Paul, had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. And he was with them coming in and going out of Jerusalem, verse 26, and he spake boldly in the name of the Lord Jesus and disputed against the Grecians, but they went about to slay him. You get bold enough, some folks won't kill you. They went about to slay him, it said. Religious people get disturbed when you get bold about the things of God. Are you listening to me? Now then, let's go just a little bit further. Over into the 14th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles in the third verse. This is again concerning Paul and Barnabas. Long time therefore abode they, speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. Then turn on over to the 19th chapter of the Acts and read another verse. The 19th chapter of Acts in the 8th verse. And this is concerning Paul. And he went into the synagogue and spake bold for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. Now I want you to notice something about it. Preaching the word boldly. Boldly in the name of Jesus, it said. Boldly in the Lord. It produced two things, primarily. First, signs and wonders. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus will back you up. Be bold enough. Oh, I know some people will call it fanaticism. But be bold enough to put yourself out on the end of the limb. If he doesn't come to your rescue, you're gone. And that's when you'll see God move. Amen, but it takes boldness. You got to dare to do it. You got to dare to do it. I wanted you to see this. I don't know, I've just never seen it that way before. But I wanted you to see this. That's not all the verses in connection with that, but that's enough. I want you to see how that in connection with the apostles, in connection with Paul, in connection with their preaching, that the word boldly and the word boldness is used over and over and over and over again. And that they prayed. They prayed that we may be able to speak thy word with boldness. And Paul asked the church at Ephesus to pray for him. Blessed be God, that utterance may be given unto him, that he may preach with boldness, or boldly preach the word of God, the gospel, the mystery of the gospel. Hallelujah to Jesus. Now back to the first text there. Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Then turn over to Philippians and let's see something. In the first chapter of Philippians, and then we'll go back to the third chapter of Ephesians. Hallelujah. Philippians 1:20. according to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Let's God be bold to live and bold to die. Hallelujah to Jesus. With all boldness, that Christ may be magnified in my body, whether by life or by death. Now turn back to Ephesians, the third chapter. And notice, in whom we have boldness. Remember all of those in him, in whom, and in Christ scriptures? In whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. The righteous are bold as a lion. Now we are to have boldness and to be as bold as a lion in three worlds and three areas. First of all, we can have boldness in heaven. We can have boldness in approaching the throne of grace. Turn to the book of Hebrews. Do you wear your shouting clothes tonight? Turn to the book of Hebrews and read three verses. The Bible said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. Hebrews, the 4th chapter and the 16th verse. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. Thank God, the throne of mercy and the throne of grace, the throne of heaven, is open to us. Let's come boldly, he said. Hallelujah. Why can we have that boldness? Because of the blood of Jesus Christ. And remember, in teaching from F.F. Bosworth's book, Christ the Healer, the present class will remember because we just concluded some of these lessons. And you others will remember because we taught every year. And you got the book, we encourage you to read it almost constantly. And remember, he had a chapter in that book concerning the compassion of Jesus. And that the word, both the Greek and the Hebrew for our concern, but particularly New Testament, the Greek word translated compassion is also translated mercy. And those folks, many of them, cried out like the blind man by the wayside begging, have mercy upon me. And Jesus stopped, and the word said he had compassion on him. Actually, it's the same Greek word, he had mercy on him. You see, we think the throne of mercy only is in relation to forgiveness of sins. Well, thank God if we have sin. Oh, thank God for the throne of mercy. Thank God for the throne of mercy. Thank God we can come boldly, not arrogantly. No, if you've missed it and sinned, all the arrogance is gone out of you. Amen. But thank God you can come boldly and find mercy and find grace. Unmerited favor, thank God. But I'll tell you, the mercy of God extends further than the forgiveness of sins, also to the healing of diseases. The same compassionate, merciful Jesus is seated there at the throne of God, and it's to him I come boldly for mercy. That means I come boldly for healing. Yeah, we can be bold about it. So many are not bold. So many, even the charismatic move, are not bold. They'd try to talk you out of it. Well, it might not be God's will to heal you. You see, he's lost all of his mercy. Oh, he's still merciful. Yeah, he'll forgive any sin. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But what about his healing mercies? Is he the same compassionate, the same merciful Christ now that he was when he walked the shores of Galilee? Oh, thank God we can come for mercy. If you do get sick, cry out for mercy. Come to the throne. Come boldly. You have a right. Blessed be God. And so we can come to heaven boldly. Hallelujah. Now listen, let's read further here in Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 19th verse. The 10th chapter and 19th verse. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And then let's go right on over to Hebrews, the 13th chapter, and notice the 16th verse. So that we may boldly say. You see, the preceding verse said, let your conversation be without covetousness. And be content with such thing as ye have, for he has said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Our boldness should be heavenward. Our boldness should be earthward. Our boldness should be hellward. Our boldness should be exercised toward heaven. Our boldness should be exercised toward the earth. Our boldness should be exercised toward hell. Heaven and earth and hell should behold our boldness. Hallelujah. I heard Ken and I, brother, what's his name? The English preacher. Dr. Duncan preach in Phoenix year before last at the Full God Benjamin Convention. Dr. Duncan lives here in Tulsa. And he was talking about here in Tulsa, stopping at a filling station and getting some gasoline for his car and having the windshield clean. And he noticed that the fella had tattooed on his arm, born to raise hell. Born to raise hell. And he got to think about R-A-I, you see. S-E, hell, H-E-L-L. And he got to thinking about it. Now see, that's the devil's crowd. Born to raise, R-A-I-S-E, hell. But he got to thinking about, wait a minute. We're born to R-A-Z-E, hell. I think, really, if you could get your spiritual eyes open, you'd see that God has written across your spiritual chest, born to raise hell. Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You see, R-A-Z-E. Here's a building they want to tear down. They raise that building, tear it down, knock it down, bulldoze it down, push it out of the way. Hallelujah. They may be raised in hell like a fellow raised a cotton crop, raise something, but we're born to raise hell. Knock it down, bless God. Run over it, hallelujah. Push it out of the way. We're born for that purpose. Too many times hell overcomes the Christian. You know what I mean by that, don't you? The devil and his cohorts. Demons and evil spirits. That's the reason I wanted to go back and conclude in the 3rd chapter of Ephesians, where it said in that 12th verse, in whom we have boldness. Here's why he said we have boldness in him. Because you see, as he goes on to this third chapter, praying, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inward man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ with passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh us in us, unto him be glory in the church by Jesus Christ throughout all ages, world without end." Hallelujah. When we know that, we'll be bold. Hallelujah. Bold in this earth to proclaim the truth. Then there's a verse that I want to conclude with. Just prior, I read the verses that followed that 12th verse. I started with the 14th one. But I want to back up, let you see something here. What he said just before he got to the 12th verse, "In whom we have boldness." Let's start with the 8th verse. "Unto me who am less than the least of all saints is this grace given." Oh, we don't have time to brag on ourselves in the natural. "That I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Christ Jesus, to the intent." Here it is. Here it is. Do you wear your shouting clothes? Here it is. "To the intent that now," N-O-W, now, "unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God." Now remember, he's not talking about good powers in the heavenlies. Remember, the Bible said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in the heavenlies. But you see, this is the revelation, this is the mystery that he wanted you to get and wanted you to see, that Jesus Christ, and this bold to proclaim it, that Jesus Christ arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave. That he put to naught the principalities and the powers. That he defeated Satan for us. And that he made us, who were unworthy, who were unrighteous, but he made us the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah to Jesus. Quit looking at yourself from the natural standpoint. Looking at your physical weaknesses and shortcomings. Begin to realize, as he said, "In whom we have boldness." Begin to realize that he said, "The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion." That's us he's talking about. That's us he's talking about. "Are as bold as a lion." Who is it that's bold as a lion? The righteous are. We're bold toward heaven. We're bold toward the earth. We're bold toward hell. See, we can stand in the presence of God Almighty, our Heavenly Father, as though we never had done anything wrong, as though we never had sinned, because that's the way he looks at us, because it's the blood. It's the blood. It's the blood. James sang about the blood. It said, "Let us come boldly by the blood of Jesus." It's the blood that washed away our sin. It's the blood that cleansed us. It's the blood that made us whole. Hallelujah. And we can come boldly to God. You see, knowing that we are the righteousness of God in Christ guarantees the answer to our prayer. Heaven hears us. He'll hear me pray just as quick as he'd hear Jesus pray. Because I'm the righteousness of God in him. Praise God forever. We should be bold to proclaim it toward the earth. But then you see, that boldness also extends to this place, that we stand in the presence of the devil. We stand in the presence of demons. We stand in the presence of the work of the devil. We stand in the presence of sickness and disease. And too many times we're not very bold. The reason is we don't know who we are. We didn't know we had boldness in him, or should have it. We're not very bold. Sometimes we get to looking at the circumstances. But blessed be God. Hallelujah. We need not have any fear of the devil. We have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, hallelujah. And that means we can stand in the presence of Satan and can dare him. Be bold about it. Just dare him. Somebody said, oh, I'll tell you. Somebody said in California, said, I'll tell you. Said that fellow Hagin's always bragging on himself. I'm not. I'm bragging on who I am in Jesus. I'm bragging on my standing in him. I'm bragging on his righteousness. I'm bragging on what he did. I'm just taking advantage. No, bless God, I'm not going to back up because somebody criticized me. I've been criticized by experts. I'm not going to back up. I'm not going to cease or endeavor or try or to compromise the issue. I'm going to stay with the good old book. Praise God forevermore. I'm going to keep putting the devil on the run. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm going to be bold to proclaim the truth. Jesus is alive. Jesus was raised from the dead. Jesus bought with a price my spirit, my soul, and my body. And I am to glorify God in my spirit, which is the Lord's, and in my body, which is the Lord's. And I do not and will not and cannot believe that sickness and disease and a body wasted away and eaten away with cancer is glorifying God in your body. I don't believe it. I won't believe it. I can't believe it and believe what's revealed in the pages of this holy word. I'll sympathize, feel compassion for those who do not see the truth. But I'm not going to come down on their level. I'm going to keep boldly blowing the trumpet in the land. And proclaiming the jubilee that he redeemed me, spirit, soul, and body. And that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. And that I have authority delegated unto me by the Father through the Son. Authority over the devil. Authority over demons. Authority over the work of the devil. Blessed be God forevermore. And I'm going to be bold to proclaim it. Yeah, it'll stir up criticism. It'll cause persecution. But it'll also bring signs and wonders. Hallelujah. 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 Though we don't pray for righteousness, we are already righteous. Right standing with God. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Can't be any more right than you are right now. You won't be any more righteous when you get to heaven. Any more right with God when you get to heaven than you are right now. You can't pray for righteousness. You can't pray for faith. You've already got it. You can build it up on the word by feeding it, exercising it. But I'll tell you what you can do. You can pray that you'll be more bold. I think the more you pray about it, the bolder you'll get. Amen. This early church prayed that with all boldness we may speak thy word. Just a little more boldness on the part of some pastors would mean the difference of revival and victory in their church, or defeat. by the devil. Just a little more boldness on the Word of God would mean the difference in individual lives of defeat or victory. Let's be bold. Praise God. I'll be honest with you. I guess maybe God was dealing with me. I haven't been as bold always as I ought to have been. Instead of praying that God would give me boldness, I sort of said, well, I'd like the fellow that said, I was holding meeting for one pastor. He said, I used to pray to the Lord to help me to sing. But since I've heard you, I've started praying God to help you to sing. Words to that extent, that's about the essence of it. I may not be word for word, but that's a pretty good picture of it at least, see? Amen. And so sometimes I've sort of said, well, I wished I had the wist, I had the boldness of Wigglesworth. No, God don't want me to have the boldness of Wigglesworth. He wants me to have the boldness that he'll give me. Amen. The longer I live, the bolder I'm getting. Amen. Now you be bold. Another translation is to be of good courage. Be of good courage. Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged. Nowhere can you read the Bible where the Bible said, be discouraged. You ever read that in there? Well, then, if you're discouraged, you're not in line with the Bible, then, are you? No, the Bible said, be of good courage. Be of good courage. Hallelujah. Some of these verses where it said to be bold all means that. Some translations read that way. Be of good courage instead of encourage you to be bold. Well, I think if you are bold, you are of good courage. I don't think you can be bold not be of good courage. No, the Bible didn't say be discouraged. It said be of good courage. Things don't seem to be working out. Well, quit looking at things. Quit looking at things. Don't go by what you see. That's not faith. Go by what you believe. And keep singing. Like the fellow you know that, the boy, just 13, 14 years old. To get home, you see, he had to go by the cemetery. He was scared of ghosts. So he'd always, as he walked by this cemetery, he'd sing. So keep singing in the dark. Hallelujah. If it takes that to keep your courage up, keep singing in the dark. The devil will send all the darkness he can. He's the author of darkness. He's the father of darkness. God's the father of lights. Amen. But keep singing in the darkness. You'll come out. You'll get home safely. The ghosts won't get you. Hallelujah. You know what I mean? Praise the Lord. Be of good courage. Be of good courage. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Father God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving. Some way or another, after all we've said, I sense in my heart I haven't said everything I should have said or could have said. But we've done what we could. And we'll not take further time. May the blessed Holy Spirit take the words we've spoken, the scriptures we've given, and help hearts tonight. Spirits. Those who need it. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for doing it. Stand to your feet. Let's make a positive confession. I will be of good courage.
I will be of good courage.
I refuse to be discouraged.
I refuse to be discouraged.
I am not moved by what I see. I am not moved by what I feel.
I
am moved only by what I believe.
I
believe God.
I believe God's word.
I believe
that it shall be
according to that which God has spoken.
I will be of good courage.
I am of good courage.
I will be more bold
than ever before.
Bold to pray.
To come to the throne of God.
With my petitions.
With others who do not know how to ascend to the throne.
I'll be bold toward the devil.
Demons.
Evil spirits.
Sickness, disease.
And poverty as well.
And say, Satan.
I come against you.
You are a defeated foe.
Take your hand off of my money.
Ministering spirits.
Go and cause the money to come.
God's word's working for me.
I'm not afraid.
I have no fear.
I'm bold.
I dare.
To proclaim the word.
Jesus is risen.
Jesus is alive.
And all of the power.
And all of the glory.
And all of the majesty.
And all the authority.
That he exercised.
Upon the earth.
In his lifetime.
Is invested in that name.
And that name belongs to me.
And with that name,
and by that name,
heaven
and earth
and hell
recognize that authority.
Hallelujah.
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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Glory. Glory.
Praise God. I'll tell you, I think it'd been all right just to sung hallelujah all night.
Glory to God. I believe we could have done it and been right.
Come on up here, buddy.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe you've got a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Lord gave me three lines a while ago, and I'll get to them. My wife gave me some paper to make notes on, and it was from some restaurant. It was called The Rafters. I think we're about to find them here in a minute. But a moment ago, I kept hearing these words, and I'll wind this song up on the three lines that the Lord gave me. But we'll begin it by just a phrase that he said in my spirit a moment ago. Well, be bold and take hold Put your hand to the plow and hold on and be bold. Yeah. Take hold and don't ever, ever let go.
Amen.
And don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Glory to God, it's ahead and it's a fight, but it's won the victory. You have it now and you are complete. So take hold and be bold. You have the victory, for the Lord has given us the victory. We have it in power and in praise. So lift your voice, shout unto the King, oh glory, I found His grace. And His mercy is working in my life today. His mercy is healing my body today. Oh, take hold and be bold, for the Lord has won the victory. Oh, sing glory, hallelujah, sing glory to the King. You've got the victory, so sing and shout. You got the victory, so dance about. Oh, sing glory, sing glory, be bold and take hold. You have all you need, just take the word and feed. Each day, each night, each morning, each hour, you'll find in it all the power. So be bold and take hold of what God has for you. You'll find complete victory. Be bold in your liberty. Oh, be bold and take hold of what He's done. And you will find that living is fun. Just be bold and take hold. You have the victory. Be bold, take hold. You've got it, don't you see? Don't you see it in the Word? It's come by faith and you've heard. So be bold and take hold. You've got the victory. So in the name, there is no shame. In the name there is a fame. So in the name, heal the lame. You've got that name. So be bold, take hold. The name is yours. Be bold, take hold. The healing is yours.
Bless the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you, I'm like Wigglesworth. I'd rather have the Spirit of God on me for 5 minutes than to own the world with a fence around it. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's wonderful to be able to enter into a spirit of worship. God wants us to worship Him, praise Him, magnify His name, to be bold to praise God, bold to sing, bold to preach, bold to pray, bold to proclaim. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they got a show. I never did see it. I just saw it advertised on TV called The Brady Bunch. I think this bunch ought to be called The Bowl Bunch. Glory! That's us. That's us. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah.
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 Woo. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, I don't know about you, but it's good to be here. Praise God. Amen. It's good to be here. I don't know anywhere else I'd rather be. Dear Father God, whatever else, out of Isaiah 28:1, out of Acts 4:29, that we may speak thy word with boldness. The place was shaken where they were assembled. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word with boldness. Yeah, that's it. The more filled you are with the Spirit, the bolder you'll be. The reason you've lost your boldness is because the water of the Spirit is leaked out of your life to some extent. Get filled back up again. Stay full. Be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart to the Lord. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word with boldness. That's what he wants you to get. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. You know the word. Stay in the word. Keep feeding on it, but stay full of the Holy Ghost. We need to be word conscious, but we need to be spirit conscious also. We need to know about faith, but we need to know about the Spirit of God also. They go together. Amen.